church, y'all just want to keep them here. Y'all want it. No, just whatever y'all want. Have it your way, praise God.
Teenagers are going to stay out here today.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah, let them teenagers stay out here. They get good stuff. Hey, y'all 12 years old, you better be tithing. 12.
They put the 20 in.
8. Good for them. Teaching them God's ways from the get-go. Hallelujah. 12 years old, before you know it, you're going to be 25. You need to know God because you're going to get married.
Yeah, come on.
Hallelujah. But in know God.
Yeah.
13, 14, 15, up to 80. We all need to be led by the Spirit of God.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Travis one time told me, Dad, I don't know what he had. It was a PlayStation. It was not one of the next rad they come out with. You know how they are. Come out with something, PlayStation 1, 2, 4, 8, 9, whatever. He wanted joy, he wanted one bad. I said, well, son, I said, if you want one, I said, then you're going to have to sell yours. So that whatever it was, his game. Oh, Dad, I can't buy it. I said, no, if you want one, I had to teach him how to believe God. Don't put your trust in Daddy. Daddy has a hard time turning loose for that $800 for that junk. I can buy a car now, but good. Lord, go get that Grand Theft Auto where they can sit there and bust people's windows out over there and throw them out on the street, steal their cars and get in it and shoot them and all that, and then wonder why they turn out the way they dodge. I'm not buying that. I think he did sew it. Did you ever sew it, son?
Yeah.
Yeah, he did. He knew Daddy wasn't buying one. Don't ruin your kids.
Amen.
Teach them how to trust God. Today, you know what? Here he is. He's 29 years old. He's got all his vehicles paid for. I mean, you know, he done paid off one or two trailers, houses, 27, 29. Daddy helped him get started with his credit. He buys his own stuff now. Don't need a co-signer. 29 years old, he can go in there and when the Lord says and get what he wants. When the Lord. Somebody say, when the Lord.
When the Lord.
Don't leave him out.
No.
I can be sitting in Corvettes and everything right now. I could be up to my eyeballs in debt right now, but I'm not. I've endeavored to be led by the Holy Spirit, and I've warred a good warfare against bills and against poverty and against lack and against the strongholds of the enemy in my life. Hallelujah. It's called warfare when you stand in faith and you acknowledge God. I remember I'm sitting here and I thought, man, we're going to build a sound booth and got to have a sound booth, and I've seen it up front, and I've seen it all that, and I thought, nah, we're not having some mess up front. You got people up there turning stuff, moving, knocking around, all that stuff, you know. And so I thought, I'm kind of confused. And so I go for the fast. How many knows fasting's good, y'all kids? 14, 15, 16, don't know what your future is. You ain't going to know when you get there if you don't know where you're going.
Right.
You gotta know where you're going. Man, we're just too young. Said who? David was 13, killed Goliath.
Yeah.
13 years old. Oh, everybody was scared. But here come that little David running out there. He done been over there talking to God. He done been in the presence of God. He done been under the anointing. He done been in where there's no fear here. Praise God. And then he goes out there and he's a teenager.
Come on.
And he sees them mocking the people of God, mocking God. Do you know they're mocking God today? Mocking the church? Oh, a bunch of weak Christians. They just don't know how powerful we are. Greater is he that is in me and you, Matt, than he that is in this world. And if God be for us, and the Bible says he is, who can be against us? Nobody. They can boil us in oil, and but God, he won't cook us.
Amen.
Hallelujah. They can put us up when we're under the anointing and we can outrun horses. Hallelujah. Yes. They outrun them in the Bible.
Yeah.
Samson toted the gates of the city. Amen. They can throw us in the lion's den, but God, and the lions will just go, meow.
Yeah.
Blessed
Lord. Meow.
Meow, meow.
Where they want to grow. He shut the mouths of lions. I simply refuse to bow down to lack and to unbelief and bitterness in my heart. That's bowing to that Goliath. That's bowing to those lions. That's bowing to that fiery furnace. When you bow down to fear and unbelief and not seeking God, not seeking God's bowing down. It's saying, I'm tired. No, you're getting defeated. It's what you're doing. You're going down, baby. You're going down in that pit back to God, and it's not God. You going in there for God. There's a difference in going down in the pit and going down in the pit for God.
Yeah.
I remember, people, they look at me and they say, "Haven't you ever had any troubles?" And I'm like, "You blow your brains out if you got any troubles I had on top of yours." We don't know it. I'm a faith man.
Come on.
I'm not a crybaby. I'm somebody that believes that God is able to do abundantly. But if I believe that, why am I going to lay down and bow? Why am I going to... If it wasn't for bad luck, I'd have no luck at all. Ruby's bad and agony on me. I mean, that's crazy. We're warriors.
Amen.
Man, I was thinking about this yesterday, and it just come up in the spirit. Hadn't thought about it in years. Praise God, hallelujah. And Teresa, we had Sky Angel at home. We didn't have no secular. It was a Christian-based Christian network back under when Travis was at home. We didn't have no secular TV. There were a few like Andy Griffin on there and you know, good movies. Good ones. Somebody say good ones.
Good ones.
There ain't no good ones no more.
That's right.
You got to buy them. Well, on the weekend, we'd go out to Mama's. Mama had cable. So it was kind of like going out. Go out there and watch movies, Mama. Let us come and we can watch what we want there, whatever. Well, this particular day, I didn't really want to go out there. So Teresa, she goes out there. I went out there a little while and I left, you know, and went out the house. Well, we live right next to Mama. And she's in there watching a war movie, wasn't it? I mean,
yeah.
About an army.
Yeah.
And then going in the army and all the stuff. And while she's watching that movie, the Spirit of God began to minister to her about a sermon while she's watching the movie. I mean, if you need to watch movies, God can be in the living room.
That's right.
With.
Right.
Y'all were quiet. It's okay. We're learning. But anyways, she comes out there and she begins to tell me what God had been showing. And she brought a sermon in on it. But it impacted my life when she told me, but mainly when she would preach it. You know, and it was like... And I was telling somebody yesterday, I said, you know, I told them, when people go into the army, I said, they go in there, and how many knows they retrain you? I mean, they deprogram your mind to think the way they need you to think.
Yeah.
No fear, bullets flying, you won't run, you're going to be back to back with one another, and you're shooting down. I mean, they train them. They train them before they go out on the battlefield. They train them in those tanks not to run. They train them to head on fire with your enemy. They train them that way. And they're trained to go lay their life down. They're willing to die for you and me, country. But anyhow, they're trained. And then they're trained that when you get out there, now we're talking about when you don't know what to do, when you're in a fire, you're in the battle. So they've been trained. They get out there, all communication cut off, the radios quit working, they go dead. What do they do? What do they do when they can't hear their captain on the radio and their commander? Maybe he gets shot, I don't know. But what do they do? And you know what? They do what they were trained to do.
Amen.
Y'all get where I'm going?
Yep.
Bless God, if you've been here any amount of time at all, you've been trained in the Word of God. You've been trained to not fear. You've been trained to be led by the Holy Spirit. You've been trained to stand and walk by faith and not by sight. You've been trained to take on the enemy and take up serpents and cast out devils. You've been trained not to yield to the flesh, anger, and all of this bitterness and wrath and stuff. And when we're in the battle, what do? We do what we're trained to do.
Amen. Bless him, Lord.
Oh, his brother's good. He was here. We can fight. No, he doesn't train you without me. You don't need me to fight. The Bible don't say fight the good fight of faith if your pastor is there.
That's right.
Does he?
No.
He said fight the good fight of faith and lay hold.
Amen.
Fight the good fight and lay hold. Well, the devil just all the time talking to me. I said, shut him up.
That's right. Come on.
You can train yourself to, that devil don't come to my house much, man. He just don't. I don't have a lot of trouble with the devil. Only time I have trouble with the devil when y'all yelling to him, bring him here.
That's right.
Come on. Oh, not y'all, I mean. They listening to Facebook yelling to him, I feel it over here. Well, not y'all. I can yield to that devil anytime I want to. But God, I can be out there and somebody cut me off at the crossing out there and I can run them down, stop them, and get out and fight. I still know how to fight, and I bet you I can still fight pretty good. I might get busted up a little bit because I ain't got no practice, but I bet you I'd learn real fast.
That's a no.
But that's not the way anymore.
No.
Let them go on. Cut me off. Be the man. Be the woman. Hello, stand under that anointing, praise God. Stand under that anointing because the enemy knows if you're yielding to him, you can't do nothing with him. He knows if you're yielding to that flesh, he knows you're weak in your spirit. The Bible says, Proverbs 18:14, it says the strong spirit of a man will sustain him in sickness and weakness.
Thank you, Jesus.
Strong spirit, not a weak spirit. You ain't going to get a strong spirit by coming to church twice a week. These string sermons are just like, think about it. Now, I got up this morning and I cooked breakfast. I've been cooking breakfast for my family for nearly 30 years on Sunday morning. There's just a few times I had that I go get it or something. Just a few times. And boy, I mean, I can still almost taste those biscuits on Wednesday. But they're gone.
Yeah.
I mean, I can imagine that good old, I like the good salted ham. I could eat some right now. My doctor said don't even touch it. Run like it's a vapor. You got all that cholesterol. I like cholesterol, I think. Stops you up, man.
Me too.
But you know what? I can dream about that all day Wednesday and never taste it. But I can get up, Mac, and say, bless God, my Sunday meal's gone, and I'm going to get in there and cook me 3 eggs over medium. That's how I eat them. 3 eggs over medium ham and 3 pieces of sausage, and I think I'll eat 3 biscuits, get a 2 this morning. I cooked some good biscuits. And Danny brought me a thing. It's some kind of cake that says, slap your mama. I don't know what's the seasoning. I guess you put in them crawfish or whatever you cook, you know. But my biscuits almost make you want to slap your mama, unless your mama's pretty rough. Had a mama like mine, she'd get iron skillet upside your head and you slap her. My mama was a tough woman, praise God. Give me that first scripture, Zach, or Beth, or whoever. We read it Wednesday night. It says, cast your burden upon the Lord. Come. I mean, we got to learn to cast problems over on the Lord.
Yeah.
You cannot war a good warfare in fear. You cannot war a good warfare in doubt and unbelief. You can listen. If money was leading me, I would have been, oh God, we're going under. I have not had doors delivered in over 3 weeks, probably 4 or 5 weeks right now. I got money coming from the south. South, east, west. I'm giving away money right in the middle of it. Why? God's doors is not Scotty's source. The Lord is my source. I've cast that over on him. My job is not my source. But God, he is my source. The blessing of the Lord better be your source. The blessing of the Lord maketh you rich and addeth no sorrow. Not your job, not college. Go to college. Get a degree. I am not against it. Should have went myself.
Amen.
But that's not your source. I've went through hell sometimes, bless God, because of other people. I'm praying one time and I said, God, why am I going through this, God? I don't understand, God. Why am I going through this, God? Why am I going through this? And the Spirit of God said, why did Jesus go to the cross? It wasn't for Jesus to be saved. He said, why did Paul go preach the gospel? He said, why? He said, it wasn't for Paul. He said, see, son, he said, sometimes in life you go through battles for other people, for their success, for their benefit. He said, it's not always going to be about you, son. You know, when you go through marital trouble, think about how that if you yield to me and all of that and you come out on top, how you're able to lead them in God in their marriage.
Thank you, Jesus.
Can't stop burning above the Lord and eat. I like what now Shannon getting his baby back after all these years. And I heard him, he told him yesterday, I think it was or whenever, I'm not going to be your friend, I'm going to be your father. He said, I got that from this church right here. You know that I'm going to be your father. See, a friend will go along and they'll have fun. But a father will say, no, you're not going to do that. Well, I won't do you. Just an old fogey. No, you're not going to do that. Nice. You think I'm an old fogey, but I done been 12, 13, and 14, and 15, and 16. I told Travis, I said, when you get out of my house, you can do what you want to do. But in my house, we got rules. You know, I got rules. I don't stay up all night.
Right.
You know, I mean, I try to go to bed before Teresa because it upsets her if I wake her up. I'm going early, Mac. You don't want Teresa upset. I don't. How many knows that's the way God is for us? To us, he's a father. And he says, son, poverty is not good for you. Son, lust is not good for you. Son, anger is not good for you. Bitterness is not good for you. Son, you've got to get rid of that. You know, I used to have a problem looking at women. Y'all leave it quiet.
Come on.
See, look, man, there's nothing wrong. But when it's lust, when it's a spirit of lust backing it up, I mean, you know, I mean, there's nothing wrong with looking at people and saying, well, they look good, they're pretty, you know. There's nothing wrong. I'm not going to go around like this. I can't see a woman very enough.
Come on.
No, I mean, that's dumb, you know. But I mean, when I feel a strong desire to look. Ooh, I'm born. Oh, sorry. Sorry.
That's Lord. Come on.
That spirit's trying to kill me.
Yeah.
I mean, it's trying to kill me.
Bless Lord.
I told Teresa one day, she's mowing the yard, she mowed her yard, and there's a big curb like that, you know, there. And I told her, I said, I wonder how many times they about run off, baby, when they see you out there mowing. Ooh.
Yeah.
You know, staring at women called you to hit a tree.
Yep.
Boom, boom. But if you ain't got that problem, you're like, ooh, Jesus is so good. He's so good to me. Lord, I don't lust anymore. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I've been set free from it, God. Oh, it feels good to be free from lust. Because you know what lust does? Now, I'm not just talking to men. Y'all women drooling over women, some of you.
Mm-hmm.
Not here. Surely to God, not here. But if it is, it's not you. It's Antichrist spirit trying to lead you into a life of bondage and death. And women after me, well, my bad man that was nice like him. Oh, he's a guru. You just ain't went home with him. He's a guru. He looks good right now when he gets up. His breast stinks.
Yep.
He goes to the bathroom just like you do.
Yep.
Right? Yeah. His hair ain't all fixed up. Ain't got on that. I mean, you might not have took a bath for 3 days. You slap, I do it. Slap that clone on there, baby. I'm stinking, but I smell good when I walk by. Phew.
Smells good.
What you got on? Skunk under it and some curve on top of it. I got sweat. I've got sweat, dust, and all of that under curve. Curve. Flattened it out, baby. Go in there and look all clean. I take a bath, look down there, and it's brown running down to the thing down there. And I'm rinsing off. That's called dirt. See, we don't want to look good out here, Johnny, and really not be good on the inside.
Man.
We want the inside to be good. We want it to be peaceful. We want to be walking in love and flowing in the peace of God where nothing moves us. Hallelujah. Where anger don't move us. Women, men don't move us. Money don't move us. We're not after none of that. We're after God.
Yes.
We're casting everything on the Lord so that we don't go after all these things.
Amen.
God, I give you my life. God, take my life, Lord. Help me out of this lust. I know what it is to be in bondage to lust. Mm-hmm. It's terrible. You don't know it till you get free.
Right.
That's why the Bible says in Psalm 34, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Oh, taste and see.
Amen.
I thought one time, how do you bite God? Taste of God, bite. I mean, I'm thinking, how do you bite God? So you can taste. But once I realized, blessed God, when He come in, He begins to set me free. I was tasting of His goodness, praise God. And oh, what a place of the way it makes you feel. Hallelujah, to know that God is part of everything you're doing. That He's able to bring His plan that He has in your future into existence. Well, my wife is a slob. You raised her. Come on, somebody. How much you been fasting? How much y'all guys been fasting? You want to down your wife and go get maybe a skinny one or a fat one or a medium one or a brown one or a gray one or a woman a Mustang? And your wife is saying, no, I need to spend more time with my wife. If I spend as much time and give her attention, I wouldn't want to be given attention nowhere else.
That's right.
Fasting and praying is a man. I do it. I'm not telling you something I don't do. I fast and pray to stay submitted to the Spirit of God. Why do you think I ain't weak? I'm 54 years old, but God, and I ain't weak at all. I'm not weak physically. I'm not weak spiritually. I'm not weak.
Come on.
I'm not saying it by faith. But God, I'm not weak either way. I done been through open heart surgery. I mean, and veins collapsing and all of that good stuff, you know. Didn't have no blood flowing. My veins rerouted themselves in my head.
Yeah.
Thank you,
sister. There's power in the blood, right?
Right?
Power in the blood. There's still power in the blood.
Amen.
I'm not afraid. You're not afraid. You got to, well, I'm afraid of storms. Well, you got to fight it. Stop being afraid of storms because that fear is going to work in other areas of your life. Be led by the Holy Spirit. Rebuke the storm. If God says to do something, do that. If you don't, you speak to the storm and you say, peace be still. I bind you in the name of the Lord Jesus. I apply the blood of Jesus. This is casting things over on the Lord. You're not relying on your ability. You're relying on the one you're yielding to. Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and He shall what?
Sustain you.
Come on, somebody. Don't run off away from that. If you cast it over on the Lord, he'll keep you up.
Yeah.
That's a powerful, powerful statement right there.
Amen.
He'll never suffer you to be moved. Well, what if it don't work? No, get that out.
Yep.
What if it don't? Don't go there.
Amen.
Amen.
See, that reasoning of ours does away with the top.
Yeah.
It does away with it.
Right.
What if this don't happen? What if this don't happen? I understand. Somebody told me something one time. They said, well, you know, we got to use common sense. I said, Lord, where'd you get that? In the Bible, brother. I hunted it. Where we're supposed to use common sense. I used it up to Lot 27.
Mm-hmm.
Not committed adultery. I was a liar, thief, robber, dope head, coming up. I used common sense. Because common sense told me, go to work. You know, these drug dealers on TV, they drive Jaguars and Mercedes, and they drive off. Well, they got the gold rings and gold chains. I seen them on TV. Common sense told me, hey, you ain't got to be a farmer. I was 5 years old, 6 years old, with a scratcher tooth out there. My dad had mules. We farmed 40 acres. There was 17 of us, brothers and sisters. There was 17 of us. We had 40 acres. We froze in the wintertime. We all slept on one bed with big quilts so we could stay warm because nobody would go cut wood. So we slept under blankets in the wintertime with no running water. We toted water about a quarter of a mile. And at night, when we would go get the water in the evening, the grown-ups thought it was funny. And when we would get down there, they would outrun us little ones. And you could hear whippoorwills and all in the woods. And I mean, you're afraid all the way back to the house because you've been told about white things and all kinds of things in the woods. And you've even heard, and so you're in fear. And so you run for your life to the house. And you slide in the living room. And then you're waiting for something to jump out of the woods any minute and take you down. And all of them idiots have done left you.
Bless the Lord. Bless him.
And so here we go on up there. So I'm thinking survival mode. How many knows we're not supposed to think survival mode? We're supposed to think God is our source. God is the one. I was talking to somebody yesterday, and I said, you know what, where I am today? I said, where we are today? I said, we can't take no credit for it. I don't care how many garage doors I put in, Johnny.
Right.
I can't take credit for that.
Right.
He put me in the garage door business. What about him?
Amen.
What about his plan? What about his strength in my times of weakness?
Amen.
What about his power when I wouldn't have made it?
Nah.
Y'all see what I'm saying?
Yes.
It's God. It's all God. Some of you facing stuff right now, you're uncertain what you ought to do. Cast it over on him. Cast it on in and say, God, I'm going. I was telling somebody yesterday because they have not heard yet. I said, just pursue and give God the ability to shut doors if it's not supposed to be open for you. I said, I don't preach that at church. I said, but that's the way I do. I go after it and say, God, I'm going to pursue this. I'm not sure that it's you, God, but if it's not you, God, then shut the door on it for me. Shut it, God, shut it. And you know what? I pursued till I got to my house for 10 years. 10 years I believed God for a brick house. I wanted a brick house and I wanted some land. I didn't have any land and I wanted a brick house. I specified to God what I wanted. God, I want a brick house. I want land with it, God. And thank you, Lord, a shop would be good if it was on it, God. And I just received it according to Mark 11:24. And then I rode back roads. I know every back road. Ever bump on every back road in Hunt County. But see, I wasn't going to move away far from my church.
That's right. That's right.
I wasn't willing.
Right.
That's not going to happen.
That's right.
Because without my church, I wouldn't be where I'm at.
That's right. Come on.
My church was the Jesus I needed till I learned to stand by myself.
Amen.
You see, Aubrey used to couldn't go to the refrigerator, but she can now. She can go to the refrigerator. She used to have to help Papa go get that bottle, go warm it up, you know, go. She used to have to, you have to carry her to the bathroom and all of that stuff, you know. And then she's older now. Now you don't have to go do it at all. for her, Mac. She can go to the refrigerator, and I told her the other day, I said, get Aiden's.
Okay, Papa, I don't even got to get up for Aiden.
Why? Because she's grew and knows how to go to the refrigerator and all of that. That's the way we are. But you know, I needed my church till I got up to where I knew how to fast and I knew how to pray. I knew, and even after that, I knew that I needed to be one with my church, that my brothers and sisters needed me to be there in heart with them, be there in person with them, and learn together to fight the good fight of faith, learn together and grow together. That's the way it was at my church. That's the way I felt. But I felt like, and probably half of them wouldn't have, but I felt like at one time, because I loved the church and love the people in the church, that if I got homeless, that they would let me go home with them and live in their basement. I mean, in my heart, that's the way I felt. Now, some of them was like, I hope he never gets homeless.
No.
I'm sure. But that's the way I felt. But you know what? Because of that, praise God, I would go in there and I just feel like testify. Somebody say, be led when you testify.
Be led. Testify. Amen.
Don't just testify because you want to tell a story.
Right.
There ain't no anointing that won't help none of us.
Right.
We need help. All of us need help. And always remember that. It's not about just telling stories.
Right.
You know, I need help. And if you testify under the anointing led by the Spirit, I'll get my help.
Amen. Right.
But if you don't, I won't. It won't help me. It could even make me worse.
Yeah. Right.
Because there's no weight to what you're saying or what I'm saying. I want to preach with weight. I want it to be weighty. I want it to be anointed.
Amen.
So that it ain't up here, Brother Scotty, he's a good preacher. No, I want you to leave and say, God is a good God. He uses
Amen.
Brother Scotty and Teresa, but God is a good God. Well, you're not a baby.
Right.
You know that it's not me. You know that it's not the minister that's there. But you give them honor. You know, the Bible says give honor where they're due. But you know that it's God because you are seeking God. God is ministering to you through the gifts.
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
That's why when I'd get up, I'd feel like, I'll testify. And I couldn't wait for testimony service. I mean, I was like a racehorse at a gate. But when I wasn't led, I wasn't like that. I'd be like, well, I can tell them about that, and I can tell them about that. And then I'd be like, nah, man, I'm supposed to be led about this stuff. I learned how to be led at a young age in testifying. When I would testify, but God, the church would be standing ovation. No, Brother Scotty's got it. And I'm like, what they doing? What's wrong with him, man? I didn't even realize it. But it was moving everybody in there that was after the Lord. And I'm like, what's wrong with them, man? I didn't say nothing special. It wasn't about what I said. It was about the spirit of what I was saying. It was energizing the body of Christ.
Amen.
Bless him, Lord.
I don't know why I got on all that.
Come on.
I needed to. I needed it.
Come on.
Felt good. See, I need to respect y'all. Y'all spend time with God, and then I don't even keep my mind on the Lord in the week, you know. I mean, you heard about the little story with Travis Wednesday, you know. Wasn't nothing major. He wasn't no big sinning or nothing, but he's facing a little bit of stuff on Wednesday. Going to cost him $10. There's three things you don't mess with. That's his money and his off night, his free night. I don't care. If Jesus calls, I think he would deny it on Tuesday night. It's free night, you know. We get the kids, Dunny. You know, so it's they like him best, like, you know, got to get a bag full of cash. They live for the weekend, but their weekend's Tuesday.
Yeah.
But I told him, I mean, we're there, you know, and I told him, I said, see, it's Wednesday. This is Wednesday. I said, we all got to endeavor to stay in a right spirit all day long on Wednesday so that when we go to the house of God, we've not had our mind on all this garbage and trouble and all of that, and we just drag into church for our reasonable service. No, we're supposed to have our mind stayed on the Lord. We're warriors. We've been trained that way. It's not an option. And somebody was wanting to talk to me Saturday, and me and Teresa were going to do something, and we had it planned, and so I told them, no, you know, that already had plans and all of that stuff. And then the plans changed. And the first thing I did, I messaged them. Then I met with them and talked with them yesterday. And they said, well, we're sorry. You know, we know this is your day off and all of that. And I looked at them and I said, I've been bought with the price. My life is not my own.
Amen.
Y'all hear me?
Yeah.
I changed my plans. It changed everything up. Why? Because my life is not my own.
Amen.
I've been bought with a price. Now he gives me, I can go run a backhoe and do garage doors. And I mean, you know, I'm free. I'm free to do whatever I want to do. But everything's not good for me.
That's right.
Everything is not good for me. That's why I'm to be led. We're to be led.
Amen.
By the Spirit of God.
Yep.
But I meant it to them. I meant it to the Lord. I'm standing there and I'm thinking, well, Lord, I don't really want to do it. Nothing with y'all or any of y'all that I met with, nothing. I don't really want to do it, God, but God, my life is your life. God, if I'm needed, sir, just command me and I'm gone. I'm gone. I won't run the backhoe for 10 years. I'll sell all the cows if I need to, God. Whatever it's getting in the way of me doing your will, God, I will get rid of it. Now that's a hard one, guys, what I just said, but we can work up to it.
Yep.
We can work up to it. God, I'm bought with a price. That way we're able to cast burdens over on the Lord because we don't have as many.
Right.
See, me and you can create battles we don't have to fight.
Yeah.
I go flirting with women. Teresa finds out about it. I mean, God will make sure somebody finds out.
Amen.
He will not let sweet little close to Jesus Teresa be connived by the devil if I'm yielding to it. He won't put up with it long.
Right.
If she finds out, well, then I'm going to go home. Why are you there? Now, who created that?
Me,
didn't I?
Yep.
By flirting.
Yep.
When I know I shouldn't. Mm-hmm. I can't even blame the devil.
Well,
go to church. Well, the devil's trying to tear our marriage apart.
Yeah. You did it.
No, you did that.
Yep.
The devil was doing it before when you yielded and flirted. Come on, somebody. Can y'all connect that dot or is it really that hard? He's trying to get me to flirt. I don't recognize him then. I have to wait till my marriage is about half tore apart. The devil's trying to do it. He was doing it when God told you don't flirt.
Yeah.
I was thinking about picking majors out there sweating yesterday. I did picking them majors, and boy, I thought about it, and I thought about a story that I knew about, and me and Tracy knew about it, and I won't get into it, you know, the story and everything. And I thought, you know, I wonder if that scenario, this guy was messing around with a girl, and he's married, somehow, she must have found out where he lived. So she's coming down where he lives now. And so, this other friend said, why don't you stay home today? Nah, I don't want to stay home. I don't want to stay home. You stay home. Don't go to work. Just don't. She didn't really want to tell. But just don't go to work and you're going to find out.
Yeah.
Just stay home today. Don't go to work. And I was thinking about it, I was thinking, boy, that would be bad if one of our guys in the church wanted to flirt a little bit and they married, and then they flirt with a psycho. You ever seen psycho women? My God, I have. I've seen psycho women. Boy, you flirt one time and they think you in love with them, and I mean it causes them to fall head over heels with you in love, and I mean they ain't going to stop at nothing to get it. Boy, wouldn't that be bad? Then they come to church. We found out where he goes to church. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. We go ride with you, Lord. Yes, Jesus. We go to church where the Lord said, you're my husband or you're my wife. Oh, God. Wouldn't that be bad?
Yeah.
Satan's just, he's big enough to do it. I mean, that sucker will turn it on if you let him. And I don't know why I'm on that. If you're having a problem with lust, deal with it. Fast. Get that thing gone. It's putting you into bondage, whether you're a man or a woman. And you know what? You'll spread that to your family. That thing will get, I mean, it's handed down from generation to generation, and it'll cause a lot of trouble, praise God. Give me that last one, Beth. Thank you. And Jesus answered and said, "Verily I say unto you, there is no man that has left house, brethren, sister, father, mother, wife, children, land for my sake in the gospel. But he shall receive how much?" Does that sound like you're going to lose anything?
No.
That sound like sometimes you might and sometimes you might. It said you shall receive, don't it?
Yes.
Now, the top part is key for the bottom.
Right.
No man. That basically, in a nutshell, God, I'm putting you first. I put you first before my kids. I put you first before my land, my money, my job, my everything. I put you first before. If I put God first before my wife, that means that I will honor my wife like God would.
Right.
If I acknowledge God and I want his will and his way and put him first, yes, that don't mean that I'll be in authority and Teresa would just be like a dog, submit to your husband. That's foolish, guys. That's not what that's talking about. I don't, you know, I got saved. And used to when Teresa, you know, went separate or something, and if I found out she was seeing somebody or something, I mean, it was like a mission. I'm going to get her. I'm going to get her somehow. And I mean, it didn't make me no difference. I didn't really think what I'm going to do. I'm just going, and I was prepared to do whatever I need to do. Lie to her, beg her back, you know, kill the guy, whatever I need to do. You know, I mean, I'm determined. I'm just determined, you know, it's going to go my way. You know, and there ain't going to be no ifs, ands, or buts, you know. And I was thinking about it. I got born again, and at this time, Teresa was gone. This was 7 years into our marriage. She was gone. Travis would be about a year and a half old, and I'm tired, Johnny. I'm tired of this same cycle. It seemed like every month, you know, and everything that I loved left me. And everything that I cared about left me, you know. And so I'm going to commit suicide and all that. And I ain't going into all that. That's not my point. And all of a sudden, you know, I'm there and I've got double-aught buckshot. And I done got it all figured out. I couldn't reach the trigger, but I had it rigged up where I could. All I got to do is put it right there and go boom. And I knew it's over. Double lock buckshot, ain't no way I'm going to feel nothing. I done thought it out and all that, and I thought I'm out of here. You know, no good life here. And somebody, one of my brothers had told me, he said, "No, man, Jesus loves you, you know. If you'll ask him, you know, he'll help you in life." And I just brushed it off, you know, whatever. Well, that day, you know, I said, "Lord," I said, "God, if you are really real." And I'm crying, got all the toilet paper, and you know, and I mean, I'm fixing to leave them, and you know, and never gonna see them again. And I'm one sad puppy, sad, because I'm fixing to leave the thing that I love, and I know that I'll never. And then the unknown, who's she gonna marry? Is he gonna abuse Travis? Is he gonna be good? All of these things had went through my mind that day. And I thought, well, I can't change it because I'm going to kill somebody, you know, so I'm just going to get out of here. And so, but anyways, that day I said, "God, if you are really real, then help me." And I mean, the instant that I said that, on the inside, every all of those weight, I just cast everything on the Lord, just like that scripture said, and didn't even know it. All of that heaviness left me. All of that sadness, all of that oppression, all of it lifted off of me in an instant. And I'm there on my knees, you know, and I'm like, what happened? And the living room seemed lighter. And I stood up, you know, and I'm like, hey man, the sun must have just come out or something. Now the sun been out, Mac. Wasn't cloudy that day. I was in darkness. I was sitting in darkness. And you know what? All of that left me. Now I got up and I thought, man, what happened to me? Something's happened to me. I didn't know. I was born again, Sandy. I didn't even know it, man. I mean, I'm like, what happened to me? But anyhow, I had no desire to go chase her. I had no desire to go beg her. I had no desire. And I couldn't understand it. I'm like, that weight I said. And then all of a sudden I thought, you know, man, I thought something's happened to me here. I'm going to turn some preaching on TV something. Something's happened. I knew it was God. I just didn't know why. So I turned on preaching. I didn't never want preaching, man. Give me a joint, line of cocaine, beer. Don't give me no preaching. Good God, I have to work 12 hours a day down here. I sure don't want no preaching. Work 12 hours a day, man. Didn't have worm beds and all kind of things after that. I was supposed to be in business. I was just going after worms and after marijuana. And I was going all the wrong ways to get wealth. I didn't know God. Didn't know. But anyways, I thought, you know what? I thought, okay, maybe I'm saved or something. You know, listen to that preacher. He told me to anoint my house. And I ain't going through that. I'm not going through that. That's not my point. And you know what I thought? I come to this conclusion. I thought, you know what? I love her, and I, but I didn't want to die no more. I mean, I just didn't want to die no more. And I mean, you know, and then I thought, okay, I love her, and I don't want her to be with me if she's not happy. I thought, I want her to be happy. Now I'm seeing right. I'm born again. You know, I don't even know it. Now her will is more important than my will. You know, that was God working that. And so I made up my mind. I said, but God, if she wants somebody else, I'll go talk to them, whoever she marries, you know, and I'll make sure, you know, don't ever cross the line with my son. And I can live with that if that's what makes her happy. What I'm saying is I was willing to let somebody be their self to be happy. And that's freedom. That took me, and you know what? That started a course of if somebody hits on Teresa, man, they can have her if that's what she wants. Now, don't mean I would be sad, but I'm not going to say, oh, Lord, I hope you don't leave me. Good God. I mean, it's going to be mad. I'm not going down that road no more.
That's right.
God, she's filled with the Spirit of God. She knows the will of God. God, I put her in your hands, God. I'm the best thing ever happened to her other than Jesus. But I can't say that if I'm not now.
Right.
Don't get that in your head if you really ain't being the man.
Right.
And you can't say what I say.
Right.
If you ain't the best thing ever happened to her other than Jesus, then don't say that.
Right.
Ask the Lord, help me be the best thing. And that's what I've done. Lord, help me be a wife, a husband. Help me be a father to my son. Help me, Lord. Well, I'm casting all them burdens of not being able to do it over on the Lord. And you know what? I believe I'm a pretty good father. I'm not Travis's friend at all. I never took that church doctrine. I never found it in the Bible where the father's supposed to be a friend or the mother. I never did. I find in the Bible where the parents are supposed to train up the children in the way they should go. They'll love you for that, but they'll disrespect you any other way. You'll find out later on in life. They'll talk about you, cuss you, do you wrong, spend your money, take your cars. They'll just use you up like an old dish rag. Travis come in this morning. I forgot about money. You owe me. Come in. Here, Dad, money. Come on. He's paying me. What's that, son? That's that I owe you for this and this and this. I said, okay, thank you, son. I never knew about it. If you won't raise your kids right, I don't know, Dad owes me. You brought me into this world, y'all take care of me. He tried to pull out on Tracy, he messed with me. He wants some money. Mom, you brought me into this world. She said, yeah, and I'd take you out and make another one just like you. I helped you get here, and you better respect that. Because I'm trying to take you out of here and make another one just like you, boy. But you know what? He's never, and I'm going to close with this. I don't want to keep y'all too long. I mean, three services in a week, y'all were having too much church. Travis has never raised his voice to me. It's not because he's afraid of me. I mean, you better be afraid of me. I'm a little, but I'm a dynamite in a small package, baby. She won't turn it on. Them little long legs, the harder you're going to fall when you hit the ground. You know? But it's not about that, man. It's not about that.
That's right.
He's seen Daddy live for Jesus. He's seen Daddy come. He's seen Daddy. He told me one time whenever I was strapped financially and I went before the Lord and I was wanting a new heater. We were building a room on the back of the house over here heating with because it costs about $400 a month or better for natural gas that we got over there to run that furnace. So I built a room on the back of the house out of garage door panels and all of that. I'm not ashamed to do what I need to do. I built that thing and turned the heat out and all that, and I didn't have the money. We were in that financial thing for 2 or 3 years, and we went 2 or 3 years. We didn't go a month. I mean, we went years. And so we're in that, you know, and I go before the Lord, and I say, Lord, I'd like to have a heater, Lord, a new one. I'm tired of this junk. I said, Lord, I just believe I receive it. And the Lord told me a few days later, he said, go and do this and get it. And I went and done it. I went and got it. Travis, he said, Dad, how you get that? Because he knows, Mac, we're broke. How do you get that, Dad? I said, you trust God, son. That's what showing your parents, showing your kids what you do in times when it looks like, and they know you can't do nothing. You fast and you seek the Lord, and the Lord will lead you, and they'll see Jesus in you. And they'll be like, I'm going to church with Dad. Good God Almighty, I've been struggling all this time now. And all he does is just walks around believing God, and things just happen. Hallelujah. So I would encourage you, praise God. Do like Abraham. Stagger not, Romans 4, at the promises of God. But don't chase it and try. I mean, you can try. When God is trying to discipline me on finances, I can't make no money. He shuts off all avenues of money. I mean, he'll let me get behind. He'll let me struggle. I mean, he will. I'll be like, oh, come get me, God. I'm out here in the deep water. He'll be like my daddy, swim, get to drown. Swim, get to drown. Tracy, she told me, she said,
I'm going to take Aubrey and get her some pool lessons.
I said, I'll teach her how to swim. Only way I know how. Daddy taught me. Take that baby to the river and throw her in. Swim, catching and drown. I guarantee you I went under 3 times. I mean, you can't breathe down the water. So I'm trying to get to the surface. I'm paddling. Then before you know it, my head comes up and I'm like, no. Oh, boy, I mean, I'm back and forth across that river all day long. I had to wore my daddy out. Kind of like Teresa, she said, you wear me out with that. The things you're doing, you're talking about, your mind, I'm wearing that out. He's like, oh, boy, go over and sit down on bank rest. No, Dad, I've got it, Dad. I got it. You know, that's the way we do it, God. When we get it, we flow and with him, bless God. We're on top of all these trials and all that stuff. We got the trials and the fire to stop burning us. And we're like, we got it now, Father. Hallelujah. We know you're in control now, God. We're not looking to the left or right. We're keeping our eyes on you and your promises. We're not going to stagger. We count you as faithful to do it. Hallelujah. And we're all in agreement. How many receive it this morning?
Amen.
Come on, let's stand to our feet and give the Lord some praise. Hallelujah.